Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The DH, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bob McClure. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fourth. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Rudy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mickey Klutz. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dave Beard. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Yount reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Armas. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Yount scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Murphy reaches second base with a double. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas takes first base on ball four. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Brewers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman strikes out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Brewers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper juggles the ball. That's an error on Cooper. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Simmons and he is out, Gantner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rudy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Brewers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy strikes out. One out. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0 for 1 in the game. Klutz hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rudy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Moore moves to third. Gantner moves to second. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moore scores. Gantner moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Stanley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Brewers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 1 in the game. McKay hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Ogilvie reaches second base with a double. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Armas. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Ogilvie scores. It's Brewers, 3, Athletics, 3. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Howell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. It's 4-3, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Murphy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Murphy. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Murphy steals second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Armas strikes out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Murphy moves to third. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Brewers. Bob Ochinco now pitching. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ogilvie hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 0-for-2 in the game. Clutz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-2 in the game. McKay hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Burrows pinch hits for Fred Stanley. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Tony Phillips now playing shortstop. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Howell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Armas. Howell reaches second base with a double. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Howell moves to third. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howell scores. It's 8-3, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-4 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rudy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yount for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McClure fields it, tags Murphy, and over to first to get Henderson for the double play. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Athletics 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cooper strikes out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-3, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-4 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-3, Brewers. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Howell strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a pop-up towards first. Rudy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-3 in the game. Rudy hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Klutz hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 3 in the game. Newman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 3 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 11, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.